So what I'm going to do now is actually walk through the Devil Sandwich Prayer using a specific example that I did over Skype with a believer in Iran who was struggling with fear and anxiety. Now, if you haven't yet downloaded the document that includes this prayer, I'm going to be reading from it. So I encourage you now, if you haven't downloaded it yet, to download and print it or get it up on the screen so that you can follow along with me, because I'm going to be walking through it and you can pray it and walk through it as well. So it's from James 4, 7 and 8. And so this is the conversation that I was having. And in answer to these concerns, I said this. Let's say you have regular attacks of fear, which the person was having. You see pictures of terrible things that might happen. For a year, I saw terrible things happening to my family, pictures of them dying. That's a real example. These pictures would just come to my mind out of nowhere. At first, I would panic and start praying out of my panic for their safety. But I would arrive home and they would be safe. This is in the days before cellular phones. After a while, I learned to pray with confidence instead of fear. I'd use what I've come to call the Devil Sandwich Prayer, which is taken from this pattern laid out in James 4, 7 and 8. So the basic idea is this: pray against Satan, but focus on the Lord. You start by praying about the character of God. So let me give you an example, and then I walk through the example. Step one, as soon as the troubling picture came into my mind, I would begin praying 2 Timothy 1:7, just a very powerful passage about fear and conquering it. And I would submit my mind to God. That's step one to the Devil Sandwich Prayer. Submit yourself to the Lord. I choose to believe that what he says is true really is true. He's capital T, truth. And so I would pray this. And in fact, as you're watching, I encourage you now, just close your eyes and let me pray this over you if you would like. But this is a way I would pray. Lord, thank you that you haven't given me a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power. And with you, I have the power to overcome this fear. Thank you for the spirit of love. You say, Lord, that perfect love casts out all fear, and you are perfect love. So drive this fear from me. And thank you that you also give a clear, sound mind. I ask that you clear my mind now of all these terrible pictures and words. Now, amen. That's how I would begin submitting my mind to God. And when, as I prayed, the pictures would begin to fade, I would go to step two and pray against the enemy. Step two is resist the devil and he will flee. And I would begin to resist directly, saying something like this. And again, you can close your eyes if you would like. To any enemy trying to hurt me or my family, I command you away now by the blood and power of Jesus. I won't listen to your lies any longer. I won't want your pictures. I choose Jesus today. I belong to Jesus. So go now. Amen. Now, if during my prayer I start to feel the attack getting strong again, if I start to feel weak or I start to see the pictures again, I don't stay in the resistance mode. I go back to step one and I pray again God's truth about fear. I might use a different verse this time, like Romans 8:15, that talks about not giving us a spirit of fear of death. I can go back and forth between steps one and two several times in a prayer if the attack is particularly intense. When the attack finally starts to fade away for good, I go to step three. And step three is drawing near to God. Submit to God, resist the devil, draw near to God. This is the time of intimacy with my God, a time of drawing near to him and allowing him to draw near to you, a time of thanking him for his great mercy and strength. So here's how my prayer might have gone. And you can close your eyes once again and just receive this. Thank you, Father, for your mercy and your help. Thank you that I am your son or your daughter, and you love me and that you are powerful enough to save me. I choose to believe you today and not the enemy's lies. Help me to know and understand your love and walk in your power and your authority. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Those are the three steps. So the basic plan that I talk about: know your greatest struggles and areas of attack. Learn scriptures that will help you against these when they come. Learn them so well that you don't even have to try to remember them. They'll come to your mind automatically, like your phone number, your address. Claim these scriptures for yourself the moment the attack comes, starting with submitting. And remember, begin and end with the Lord, not the enemy. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come near to God and he will come near to you. And that's the basic pattern of the devil sandwich prayer, a life pattern, a prayer pattern for victory.